Now we listen to Left Turn at the Two Burrows, composed by the late Charles Dowd and performed by Mr. Dowd and Tracy Freeze. Charles Dowd died yesterday of cancer at the age of 61. For 35 years, Mr. Dowd was principal timpanist of the Eugene Symphony and professor at the University of Oregon School of Music and Dance. This morning I spoke with Paul Winberg, executive director of the symphony. First of all, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
It must be a difficult day for you and people at the symphony as well as the Eugene musical community.
Absolutely. Very, very saddened by the news of Charles Dowd's death, particularly, I think, at such a young age. He is somebody who was an absolute fixture in the musical community here, contributed immensely to so many of the performing arts groups here in town, not the least of which was the Eugene Symphony. And yes, we are very saddened about this. Obviously, I wanted to take this opportunity to also to just say that our hearts go out to his family, his wife, Christine Mirabella, who's our principal keyboard player in the orchestra, and also to his sons and stepsons.
You referred to Charles as a fixture in the community and specifically with the symphony. And I would think for I don't know how many other players have that sort of longevity, but he had to be part of the institutional memory and part of what the symphony was.
Absolutely. There aren't very many players in the orchestra anymore who have been with the orchestra almost since the beginning. He has worked with every single music director that we've had, all seven of them, starting with Lawrence Maves, who was our founding music director. He appointed Charles. He's worked with Bill McLaughlin, Adrian Ganom, Maren Alsup, Miguel Harth Bedoya, Giancarlo Guerrero, and fortunately, he did have the opportunity to work with our new music director, Daniel Radcheff.
How would you personally characterize the impression and the influence of Charles Dowd?
Well, Charles was a very, very special person, not only extremely intelligent, very warm, very giving. One of the things that I find most remarkable about Charles is that he really elevated what timpani playing was all about. He was an incredibly sensitive musician, which is not uncommon when you're talking about professional orchestral musicians, but there was something very keen about his musical sensitivity, and I think that was one of the keys to sort of the presence he had when he was on the stage and when he was playing with the orchestra. The audience always sat up and knew that Charles was on stage playing and playing always beautifully.
best known as a timpanist, but what else would you, what other instruments were like his favorite?
I mean, of course, as a percussionist, you have to be able to play everything. He obviously really specialized as a timpanist, but he played anything that really isn't nailed down. And marimba was a big part of his sort of instrument repertoire. He's made many recordings as a marimba player, soloist, ensemble member. But he's, you know, it would be wrong, or we would be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about his work with the University of Oregon. He obviously has been with the university for as long as he's been with the symphony, 35 years. He was a Philip Knight professor, which is one of the highest professor sort of honors that you can have at the University of Oregon. And he's taught thousands and thousands of young percussionists from all over the world. Kids came from all over the world to work with Charles Dowd. That's the kind of department he built at the university over the last 35 years.
He was also a composer.
He was a composer. And I actually have only had the opportunity to hear one of his CDs that he did in collaboration with a good friend of his. And it's beautiful music, something, again, that reflects his musical sensitivity and this sort of sense of adventure and experimentation that he loved to explore with sound.
Are there any plans at this early time for the symphony to honor Charles's memory and contributions?
Well, we had the good fortune, and if you want to frame it that way, to have a special tribute to Charles at our last concert, which was last Thursday. We were honoring him because he was retiring from the university after 35 years. And we also were honoring him because he had taken a leave of absence from the orchestra. And we weren't really aware of the severity of his illness. We knew that he had been struggling with cancer and didn't realize exactly just sort of what stage he was at. But we had the wonderful opportunity to actually have the four percussionists in our orchestra, three of which are former students of Charles, perform a short tribute to him, actually a piece called 4/4, and it was written by one of Charles' mentors, Anthony Cerrone, who was a teacher and also a principal percussionist of the San Francisco Symphony.
Well, I would say the timing was just right, and it was a real gift for Charles.
Yeah, we were really fortunate to be able to do that and to really just honor him and pay tribute to the work that he provided the community.
Again, very sorry for the loss, and really appreciate you taking this time to talk.
Thank you very much, Tripp.
Paul Winberg is executive director of the Eugene Symphony. Charles Dowd died of cancer yesterday at the age of 61. For 35 years, Mr. Dowd was principal timpanist with the symphony and professor at the University of Oregon School of Music and Dance.